Moses, you were just talking about, you mentioned a book.
I think you have a Northern Virginia book here in our core states, or call it a historical book, you know, about different people that are living in our Northern Virginia.
Are you talking about Reverend Stedman's
book?
Yeah. Paul's Church by Fence and Fireside?
Well, it must have been, that's right. I believe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, what were you saying about it?
Well, it was a man. I don't know what his name was, but he had a little flower shop right up above Brown's Meat Market, right up the street there from that. And he has a flower shop. He sells flowers.
Oh, Mr. Meese.
What's his name?
Mr. Meese.
Oh, well, Mr. Meese was asking me one time about, you know, directors. And
yeah.
Trying to find way back when they come to Falls Church and all this. But I told him that I didn't really know. My father, he's my father-in-law. Turn that down. He's my father-in-law, Rector's was. William Henry Rector was my father-in-law.
William Henry Rector
he was my father-in-law when I come down here got married 50 years ago.
Where did you come from?
I come from Leesburg.
Leesburg.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you remember Will Rector?
That's what his name, Will Rector. That's my father-in-law.
Well, he worked for, do you know the Rowell?
That's right. That's when he come down here, I think that's where he went.
Up on Broad Street.
That's right. He had a little house there in the back. And I think him and his mother lived in that house, and he worked for the Rowell for years.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I talked to, do you remember any of the Rowell girls?
Who?
Do you remember any of the Rowell daughters?
No.
No? Well, two of them died last year.
Uh-huh.
They're real old.
You mean the Rowell? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, let us see. Now, one was crippled. One of Mr. Rowell's, I think his daughter was crippled. I don't know what was her name. And it was, none of them had a name, Miss Morty Rowell. We call her, huh?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. She had a little white house right on the side of the old stone house.
The old brick house, you mean?
Yeah, that's right by the old brick house.
Yeah.
Miss Ball.
Yes, Miss Ball.
That's right.
Her son
still
lives in Vienna.
Oh, he do?
Yes.
Yeah, Billy.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Billy Ball.
Yeah.
Well, you don't... Do you remember any of the girls? Any of the Rowell girls?
You know, I really don't. I tell you, I was young, but you know, my mother used to work for them, Mrs. Rowell. I think she was working for Mrs. Rowell when Mr. Rowell died.
What was her name?
My mother?
Yes.
Her name was Mary Jones.
Mary Jones?
Mary Jones.
J-O-N-E-S.
That's right, J-O-N-E-S.
Yes.
Mary Jones.
Uh-huh.
And she worked for the Rowell for a good many years.
Do you know any of the other people that worked for the Rowells?
No, just my mother. I remember my mother working for her. For years. She worked for her for a long time.
How long ago did Will Rector die?
He's been dead 44 years. My father-in-law been dead 44 years.
44 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's about 1936.
Yeah.
Huh. Where is he buried? At Second Baptist?
That's right. He was buried at Second Baptist.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember George Washington Thomas? The shoe man?
Yes, I really do. I was really young. I was about 15 years old when I come to Leesburg down here.
Uh-huh.
And I remember him. And I believe he used to be, and I remember him. And it was used to be one, I don't know, he's the same one used to live on. Under that, had a barbershop. One of them had a barbershop under the bank right there on the corner one time. I don't know what was his name.
That was Robinson.
That's right. It sure was.
Robinson.
Uh-huh. I remember him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Mr. Thomas.
That was under the bank.
Yeah, he was under that bank right there on the corner.
The stone bank.
Huh?
The stone building.
That's right.
And then he... wasn't he in the wooden building right next door also at one time?
Yes, he was. And mm-hmm. He moved on down in this bank. He had a barbershop
mm-hmm.
downstairs.
Where do you live?
Well, I live right now. I used to live up on Railroad Avenue.
Uh-huh.
But right now I'm living in an apartment.
Uh-huh. Here in Falls Church?
Yeah, right here in Falls Church, right up off from Hollywood Road. I live in
I know Hollywood Road.
I live in Hollywood Manor.
Hollywood Manor?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is your address?
My address is 7520.
Yes.
Broadway Drive.
Broadway Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your
phone? Apartment 101.
Apartment 101.
Mm-hmm.
What is your phone in case I might want to call you again?
573.
Yes.
3033.
573-3033.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm 71.
71. So you've lived here...
I've been living in... I got married in 1927.
Married in 27. You were about... How old were you then?
18. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Between 17 and 18.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a mother of 16 children.
15 children?
Mother of 16. I'm a mother of 16 children.
You're the mother of 16 children?
That's right.
Are they all living?
I lost one. I got 15 living children.
15 living children?
Uh-huh.
That's amazing.
Yes, everybody said it. Lord bless me.
And you lived on Railroad Avenue, right?
I lived on Railroad Avenue.
Until when?
Let me see now. I've been over here 11 years. In this apartment 11 years. I can't remember now.
But you moved the apartment from Railroad Avenue?
No, I moved in a house. I don't know, you got the Collins. Do you have any of the Collins? Dollar Collins?
Collins?
Yeah.
On what street did they live on?
Well, they lived on Fowler Street.
Oh, on Fowler Street?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know that little bit of Fowler Street.
Yeah. Well, right on in that yellow house, a whole yellow house there now there. Sold it and that's all fixed up. Well, that's where the Collins live. They're but the cousin to my husband.
Oh, I know that house.
Mm-hmm.
I was in it just a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh. Well, that house belonged to the Collins.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And they were the first cousin to my husband. That house, that place was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was your name before you were married?
Annie Mae Jones.
Annie Mae Jones.
Annie Mae Jones. My maiden name was Jones. Annie Mae Jones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you've seen a lot of changes around.
Oh, my Lord, don't say a word. All that West End, when I come around here, let me see, I'm just trying to see who did have a store there. Mr. Eugene Shreve.
Eugene Shreve?
He had a store right there on the corner.
Oh, you remember that?
Yeah.
Yes, I talked to Mr. Shreve recently. This was his son, I guess.
Yeah, that's Mr. Shreve. Mr. Eugene, he's his son.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking Mr. Shreve's name is Eugene, too.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What year was that? Years.
Lord, I think that must have been around about 19... About 1927.
Just before the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the Depression?
Yes, indeed I do. I was living in Washington then. I had moved out. We come from Leesburg to Washington in 25, and we moved out here in Virginia in 27.
Mm-hmm.
And we were living in Washington when that happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't. We were living out here. I was living out here when that happened. Yeah, that happened about 1932, wasn't it?
29,
yeah. That's when my oldest son was born. He was born 1928.
Did you have any tough times during the Depression?
No, I sure didn't. I got along just fine, thank the Lord.
That's
my father and mother lived over McLean's on a farm. But
uh-huh.
I can't remember whose farm they lived on.
Uh-huh.
But at that time, they were living on the farm.
Yeah.
And they had chickens in the garden and everything in the farm. They furnished milk and stuff. You know, my daddy worked on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
At that time. No, I got along just fine. I didn't have nothing in the bank to lose. I didn't have nothing to lose. I didn't have to worry about anything.
That's
That's right.
It's like Mandy Ellison. You ever hear of Mandy Ellison?
Yes, indeed.
Mr. Shree was telling me the other day that she could go right over to the streetcar line.
Uh-huh.
She never missed a streetcar.
Uh-huh.
Because if she just took the first one that came along after she got there.
Mm-hmm. Mandy Ellison, she was a first cousin to my day, Will Jones. Mandy Ellison was.
Mandy Ellison?
Yes, sir. Mandy Ellison was the first cousin to my daddy.
This is the Mandy Ellison who lived there at the corner of Broad and West.
Broad and West. So it might have been...
You know where the...
Oh, that's somebody else. Yeah. Oh, that's the Ellison. I know who you're talking about. That was White.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about, yeah. So this was Manny. I just lived up the Dunlop. She was tough. I thought you were talking about her.
Uh-huh.
But you're talking about the Ellison that used to live on the...
Broad Street.
That's right. I don't remember none of them.
You don't remember any of them?
No, I don't.
Hmm. Did you used to use the trolley?
Oh, Lord, I used to ride on the rails up and down in them little streetcars. I'd call them to go from Fairfax to Roslyn.
From Fairfax to Roslyn, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, indeed. I remember them.
Did you used to ride them up until about the time they stopped?
Well, I'd ride them until they stopped, but after a while they put these little auto rails on there to run on the rails and run on the, on the road, too.
Yeah.
And after that, they had the buses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you use the little auto rails sometimes?
Yes, I used to ride little auto rails, too.
Were they fun to ride on?
Yes, they was fun to ride on. That's right.
Did any of them ever have any mishaps?
No, they never had no mishaps. I never had no trouble when I rode them.
Uh-huh. Do you remember E.B. Henderson?
Oh, yes, I've met Mr. Henderson, E.B. Henderson, and Ms. Henderson. His wife was my children's teacher, Ms. Henderson.
His wife was your children's teacher. Yes, she was a teacher.
She was a principal of James Lee's school at that time.
Uh-huh.
Where my kids went.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably got acquainted with E.B., too.
Yes, indeed. Well, I used to work for Ms. Henderson.
Over on Maple?
That's right. I used to work for her. She had arthritis so bad she couldn't do her work.
Uh-huh.
And I used to go there and help her.
About what time was that? When was that?
Well, that's been a good many years. I don't think I could tell you exactly what year.
Big war? Before World War I?
Oh, yes. Long time ago. That. It must have been around about 1930 to 39.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
How about Cato Adams? You remember him?
Who?
Cato Adams?
No, I don't remember him.
You don't remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Washington now, but he used to live with the Hendersons.
No, I didn't know him. No, I really didn't know him.
Did you ever hear of him?
No, I never heard of him.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
He lived out here for quite a while.
Yeah.
He's a real fun man.
Yeah. No, I never heard of him.
Yeah, he lives in Washington now.
Oh, he lives in Washington now.
And while, just before E.B. died,
mm-hmm.
His two sons were here.
Mm-hmm.
And I met them both.
Yeah, well, I have never even met her son.
And then...
But it was off in college when I was...
Then in 1975, I think it was, we had a reception for E.B.
Yeah.
Over at the Second Baptist Church.
Yeah, I remember that.
You do?
Yeah.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't there.
You remember about it, though?
Yeah, I remember about it. That's true.
Yeah. And then he lived only about a year after that.
That's right.
He was a great old man.
Yes, he was. He was a nice man.
How about the
smart man.
Reverend Powell? Did you know Reverend Powell?
Yeah, he was my minister. Reverend Powell was the one baptized in the Second Baptist Church.
At Second Baptist?
Mm-hmm.
And he lived over on Virginia.
That's right, he sure did.
Right next to the library.
That's right, that's where he lived.
That house was built along about time of the Spanish-American War, just before 1900.
You mean the one he lived in was there by that time?
Yeah.
Yeah? I thought it was an old place. Well, along that corner, you wouldn't hardly believe it now if you look at it.
That's right.
It used to be.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember about the people who used to live on West Broad Street, do you know where in the 400 block where the flower shop is now? There used to be some tinners and...
Ollie Tinner used to live there.
Ollie Tinner?
Mm-hmm. That's where he used to live.
There were some turners too, weren't there?
Yeah, there sure was. But I can't
see. You never knew them very well.
No, there were some tailors lived down there too.
Yeah, tailors.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
Tinner, Taylor, and I guess some turners, too.
Yeah,
live
down there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's been a long time ago.
Well, are you enjoying living in an apartment?
Yes, I love to live in an apartment. I raised all my kids over there on Railroad Avenue, though.
Oh, let me ask you, if you come down Railroad Avenue from Fowler Street,
uh-huh,
who lives in the last house?
Well, that's where my father-in-law, that was his home. That's where he lived. That belongs to my husband and Charlie Rector. Charlie Rector and my husband's name, William Rector, too.
Yeah.
That's their home place.
Well, who is the old gentleman that lives there now?
You see the old gentleman live there?
Yeah.
Well, that's supposed to be my husband. But we've been separated for 30 years.
Oh, you've been separated for 30
years.
Yeah. What's his first name?
His name after his daddy, William Henry Rector.
William Henry Rector. How old is he?
He's 81.
81?
Uh-huh.
Is he in good health, I hope?
Well, I tell you, he's in good health. The only thing, he's got bad feet.
Uh-huh.
And we try to get him to go to the hospital to be operated on. They want, but he don't want him to do it.
Uh-huh.
So, but he's...
And that's the house where you raised your 16 children?
No. Just before you get to that house was another little house, two rooms.
Uh-huh.
I raised my kids in them two rooms.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. My father-in-law bought the land from his daughter, my sister-in-law. And he built two rooms on that piece of land, for half an acre.
Two rooms, yeah.
Uh-huh. And I raised my kids, all of them, there until they got after, for years. I was there about 30 years, about 35 years, 35, I didn't 40.
In just those two rooms all that time?
That's two rooms all that time.
What did you do, stack them on top of each other?
I guess I did. Sometimes I think to myself, how in the world did I raise all them kids in two rooms? But I sure did. I raised him in two rooms, and my husband was a man like this. He wouldn't work. I mean, he did. All he done was got children, but he didn't work. Kept to give him, make away from.
Uh-huh.
So I raised him myself. I worked day and night. I used to work for Mr. Brock. You know Jimmy Brock?
Brock?
Jimmy Brock. Brock.
B-R-A-N-T.
He's a man. He used to have a lunchroom right there on Broad Street years ago.
Brant.
Brant. I tell you how you spell it. B-R-Y-A-N-T.
Oh, Bryant.
Bryant. I ain't seen
it. Oh, he had a restaurant there in the Rust Shopping Center.
Yeah, he sure did. I worked for him, too. Used to work for him.
And then he was down on near the firehouse.
Yes, he went down there.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I worked for him, and I used to work for another restaurant called Darnell's, down there on the...
Darnell's?
Yeah, on Hillwood Avenue.
On Hillwood Avenue.
Yes, I worked there, too, for about 7 or 8 years.
Who was the man who ran that?
The man who ran that, his name was Jimmy Malice.
Jimmy Malice?
That was, I think he was a Greek.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I don't know which.
He was the one who helped develop Mal Brook, you know, down in Sleepy Hollow?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy Malice.
Yeah.
He was involved in that development down there.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Yes, well, I didn't know he still lived or not. Been
wasn't there another man? Was Jimmy kind of a big man?
Yes, he was a short, big man. He sure was. Kind of heavy set.
I remember. I've eaten there many times.
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, I used to work there. And I used to work for Mr. Jimmy. We always called him Mr. Jimmy Brunt. I used to work for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you remember the grocery store the Hendersons had up by the Falls Church? By the Falls Church?
Hendersons.
You know, in the first block across the street from the bank on the side.
No?
Well, E.B. Henderson used to live up there.
I know where you're talking about. They used to live there, but I never remember them having a store.
Yeah, they had a store between their house. They had two houses.
I know they did, but you see now, I don't remember that.
You don't remember.
When I remember, they didn't have no store.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. They didn't have no store when I remember. I know they used to live there on that street, but I never remember having a store.
You know Jesse Deskins?
Yes, I know Jesse.
Jesse's a great guy.
Yes, he is. He sure is. He's the first cousin to my husband, too. He's the first cousin to the rectors.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Jardine, who was a...
Mrs. Jardine.
You remember her?
Yes.
She was a Rowell?
That's right. She was... Was that his son, his daughter?
Yes.
Yes, well, I remember Mrs. Jardine. I think she's the one that's crippled.
I think so, yes. She just died last year.
Oh, she did?
And I had a wonderful talk with her.
Yeah?
A few months before she died.
Yes, indeed, yes. I remember Miss Jenny. My mother was working, used to work for her, too. She was at home when Mama was working there.
She told me what a wonderful man Will Rector was.
Yes, he was.
And he was full of fun, too.
Yes, he was. He was a nice man. He died in 1934. He used to have a barber shop up on Railroad Avenue.
Right near your house?
That's right.
Right next to your house?
Right. No, he had in the front of his house. Right there in the front of his house. You see the white house there. You was asking about the last house going down Railroad Avenue.
Yeah.
Well, he used to have a barber shop out there in the front of that house.
In that last house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he cut hair for years.
Men?
He cut hair in men's shoes. He was a shoemaker and he cut hair.
Oh, he had a shoe shop there,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he had a shoe shop on one side. He had a barber shop on the other.
He must have worked all the time.
He did. He stayed in his barber shop. He was crippled, too. He walked with a cane and a crutch.
Oh,
he had arthritis so bad. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was in his later years.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yes, him and his mother then went there to the rails. I guess he was a young man. He wasn't even married. Him and his mother were together. She lived in a little house out there in the back. He worked on the place. And see, I guess he might work in the kitchen at the time when they first come down here.
Do you have any old pictures?
I really don't. I often said I wish I had pictures a long time ago of, you know, different ones. But
yeah.
I don't have no pictures.
You don't even have any of your youngsters?
I don't even have I got pictures of my family. But my father-in-law, I don't even have a picture of him.
Oh, really?
No.
You have a picture of your house?
Of my old house over there?
Yeah.
Yes, I got a picture of that. You know where I got that at?
No.
I got that out of a newspaper. You see, after I left there, after I moved out of there, I moved up in the Collins house, you know, up on, you said you was in, up on Silent Street. Well,
mm-hmm.
I moved out of where I was at, and I lived up there for 7 years
mm-hmm.
in that same house that you told me she was in not so long ago.
Yeah.
Well, I lived there, but the city taking pictures of that house after I moved out. And there was ice boxes out there, and they didn't have no doors. I mean, they had doors. And told me to knock the doors off, but afraid the kids were getting these old ice boxes outside.
Mm-hmm.
And they had pictures out in a paper, but I just tried to think what the name of the paper. I got the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I don't have no pictures out.
Now, this is the house on Fowler Street you're talking about.
Yeah, the one on Railroad Avenue where I raised the kids at.
Yeah. Well, that's the one you have a picture of.
Yeah, I have a picture there. I got the newspaper.
Yeah, that's the one with the refrigerator.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I have a picture there. But, no, I don't have no pictures of even my father-in-law's place over there. I don't have no pictures of home place.
Hmm.
But I have plenty of pictures of the kids.
You got pictures of all of them?
All my children, uh-huh.
And you say they're all living?
I got 15 living children. I got 9 girls and 6 boys.
How old is the oldest one?
He's 51.
51?
And the youngest one's 30.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a family.
Yeah, and I got 32 grandchildren. 6 great-grandchildren.
Do most of them live around here?
All of them live right around here.
They do?
Yeah. You know Doopy, I guess you know. We always call him Doopy. Donald, he works in a filling station up there. Where you were up on Broad Street?
Yeah, yeah.
Mr., what's his name?
Edwards,
that's right.
Yeah.
Well, he's one of my sons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's certainly been a pleasure talking to you.
Well, it's been nice talking to you.
I'll probably, after I think about it more, I'll call you and ask you some more things.
Okay. One thing I can answer, I'll answer for you.
Fine. Thank you very much.
You're welcome indeed.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.